At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Go Birds!
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Monday, July 28th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today begins an important week of Eagles training camp. So far, they have practiced three times, but it was three times over basically a week. They had two practices, then a day off, then a practice, then a day off. So kind of a slow start to training camp. But today, as you begin your day, the Eagles are beginning an important week of practice because they're going to practice four times in 5 days this week. They're going to practice Monday. They're going to practice Tuesday. They'll be off Wednesday, probably do a recap there of the first 2 days, and then they'll be back at it Thursday and Friday. So really an important week, not only for the starters to kind of get in the sink of things, get going, get on the same page, but a really important week for the guys that are on the roster bubble. They're going to get a chance to take a lot of reps, put a lot of stuff on tape. And then the first preseason game will be here before we know it. The joint practice will be here. So this is kind of the last chance before those things get going for the bubble players, for the long shots to really make their mark. So an exciting week of camp coming up. And obviously, we'll have it all covered for you guys all week on the Go Birds pod. But let's stay focused on today, Monday, and what is on the schedule. So let's start with where we always do, with what is on the schedule for today. The Eagles back at it at the NovaCare Complex. Supposed to be a nice day outside. Supposed to be sunny, maybe rain later in the week, but these first two practices shouldn't be impacted by the rain. So today, 9:40 a.m., Nick Sirianni will speak to the media. Make sure you are by your phone or by WIP for that. I would imagine WIP might carry it live, but if not, I'll have all the important stuff from Sirianni for you. And then as always on Tuesday for the Daily Pod, we'll have all those quotes for you from Nick Sirianni. So Nick Sirianni talks today at 9:40. At 10 a.m., practice begins. As always, follow along with the live practice tweets. I'll have everything going on for you. And then after practice, select player press conferences. We might get Jalen. Wouldn't shock me if we got Jalen today. Normally on the days Nick talks, Jalen talks as well. So a big day at the NovaCare, 9:40, Nick Sirianni. 10 a.m., practice begins. And then afterwards, my guess is we'll probably hear from Jalen or at least some other players. So that is what is on the schedule. Now, the injury report. So the Eagles didn't practice on Sunday, so I don't have a practice report from a day with no practice, but I can update you on what happened over the weekend just in case you are maybe checked out. If you were, there is a post-practice pod in your feed recapping everything that happened on Saturday in detail, but the practice report in terms of players you need to keep an eye on this week. Jalen Carter did not practice on Saturday. So he's now missed the first 3 days of practices. I think the expectation is the Eagles are going to wear the pads at practice today. We'll find out if that ends up being the case. But I would be shocked if his first practice back is in pads. My guess is he's probably not going to practice today. And yeah, three straight days, potentially four straight days of missed practice, not ideal. Again, I still think he is going to play in week one, which is ultimately all that really matters. But we are starting to creep a little bit into the territory of you do not want your defensive or offensive lineman missing training camp. It's really important for them. In my experience, the defensive lineman and offensive lineman that have missed camp have gone on to not have great seasons. Still very early. He's, you know, likely he's missed 3 days. He's probably going to miss a fourth. But you want to see him get out there eventually, not because it's putting week one into danger, but because you want him to have this period to ramp up and get ready for the season. It's a thin line between balance, between, you know, protecting him off all the snaps he took last year and preparing him for a really important season for him, A, financially, but also just how much they need him to be great this year. So hopefully Jalen Carter gets back on the practice field soon and he can start ramping up for the upcoming season. Now, in addition to Jalen Carter, there were three players that were listed as limited, but they did a lot of the things. Jahad Campbell was listed with a shoulder injury as limited. He took team reps. Cam Jurgens was listed with a back injury. He took team reps. And then Kenyon Green returned to practice. So he was listed as limited with a knee injury. I'm not sure if he took team reps, to be honest. He definitely didn't take first team reps. But just the fact he was out there was really good. He's missed the first 2 days of practice, was back out there for the third day as he begins his push to make the roster. I don't think at this point a starting job is probably in his future for this team, at least for week one. But he's got to begin the push of showing the team he can practice, showing the team he can play. Now, he continues to take reps on the left side. Obviously, the competition is on the right side at the right guard spot. So we'll see. But yes, back on the practice field for Kenyon Green. All right, so let's get into some of the things that the players and coaches had to say after practice on Saturday. And I'll be honest, over my time covering the Eagles, normally the offensive coordinator press conferences are among the most boring press conferences. It's mostly because they always have had an offensive head coach. So the defensive coach has mattered more. And in terms of press conferences, and the offensive coordinator one just kind of feels like an extension of the head coach. But I'll be honest, Kevin Petullo had a really interesting press conference on Saturday and said a lot of things that really I thought were some keys or maybe some hints, I would say, into what this offense is going to look like this year. So let's get into that. And I'm going to play a lot of Kevin Petullo audio for you guys. I will say he does carry himself like a head coach. As I've said repeatedly this offseason, I would have hired from outside the building. But that's not about Kevin Petullo, the coach. I think Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni have obviously had a ton of success together. And he really is like a somewhat watered down version of Nick. He's not quite as animated on the podium, but he kind of looks like him, kind of carries himself like him a little bit. And obviously they have a lot of the same offensive philosophy. So Kevin Petullo, first, I asked him about Jalen Hurts and completing a high percentage of his passes so far in camp. So going into the day, and Kevin talked prior to day three of practice, Jalen was completing 93% of his passes. Now, didn't have his best day on Saturday. He went 15 to 24. So he's now at 79%. So a little lower than when Kevin gave this answer. But 79%, still a very high percentage of passes to complete in practice. So I asked Kevin Petullo why he thinks that's happening. And here's what he had to say.
I think Jalen's done a really good job of just kind of understanding everything now. You know, he's becoming a really complete player in the pass game. He puts a lot of work into it. Quarterback meetings have been tremendous as far as just understanding what the defense is doing and what we're trying to do and how to attack him. And he takes a lot of pride in it, right? I mean, he really over the years have taken a lot of pride in not turning the ball over and completing balls and understanding how to stay on schedule and keep us moving in the right direction.
So I think that's kind of honestly what I've been saying in terms of the reason I think Jalen's completing a ton of passes is because Jalen is now a veteran quarterback that knows what he's looking at. And hearing Kevin Petullo say that in the quarterback room and the offensive meeting room, Jalen is having a good read on what the defense is bringing. And, you know, I think that's probably one part of Jalen's game that gets understated a little bit. And I understand why. He has struggled against the blitz. He was not considered an advanced passer coming out of college. early in his career, 2020 and 2021, he was not the best passer. But now I think when you talk about Jalen, he has seen a lot of things. He's been through a lot of things. He's seen defenses play him a lot of different ways. And I know for a fact he puts a ton of work in the film room, learning defenses and feeling mentally prepared for the game. And you can see that out in practice. Again, like, if Jalen, and we don't get to watch these plays twice, and so maybe he's missing guys, but the fact that Jalen is not running it a ton in practice, number one, my guess is he's probably only ran it three or four times, maybe, in 60-something passing plays. So he's not running it a ton. But that tells me he knows where he wants to go with the football. He knows where his checkdowns are. He knows where the holes of the defense are if he needs to take advantage of them later on in the snap, where if his first read's not there, he can check it down. And I think that's what Kevin Petullo is saying. He has a really good read on the defense. And so pre-snap, he knows where he wants to go with it. And if that's not there, he knows where he can go. He knows where the next best place is. And that's how you go 46 of 58. 79% still a really high percentage. Again, not his best day on Saturday, but I thought that was more an accuracy issue as opposed to a decision-making issue. He was uncharacteristically off with his accuracy. He was just a few passes sailed on him. A few passes were behind the receivers. So he was throwing it to the right place. It was just more of an accuracy thing. And that's different than not knowing what you're looking at. So I definitely think through three practices and really this offseason, Jalen has shown he's advancing as a quarterback in the mental part of the game. Now, one thing you might see a lot, especially on Twitter, is, you know, you want quarterbacks to take chances in practice. And so some people will critique his completion percentage by saying, well, he's not putting the ball in harm's way and he's just checking it down. And that's how he's completing such a high percentage of passes. Well, I have my opinion on that. But Kevin Petullo was asked about whether or not he views practice as an opportunity to take chances and to be more risky with the ball. And here's what Kevin Petullo had to say.
Yeah, I think really in practice, right, we've talked about this. Now's the time to take some chances, see what you can do and see what it feels like and kind of where the ball can go and what you're comfortable with. And then, you know, in games, obviously, every situation is different. Sometimes you can take a risk. Sometimes the play requires you to take a risk. And sometimes it doesn't. So I think it's just understanding the identity of the play. And now is the time a little bit, take some chances and see what happens.
Also, every time I say Kevin Petullo now in my head, I feel like I hear Jason Derulo. So that'll be an all season thing for me. But regardless, Kevin Petullo says he does like his players taking chances in practice. Now, I will say Jalen doesn't seem to be taking chances in practice. Maybe the play that he's calling, he is taking a chance within the confines of that play. But to the naked eye just watching, he's not squeezing the ball into a ton of tight places. Like there's been a few nice throws for sure. But for the most part, his guys have been open. Now, what I would say is if you look at the amount of interceptions to what it translates to in the regular season, I don't think there is a great like apples to apples where that's not the right expression. I don't think my stats have yet been able to show that if you throw a lot of interceptions in camp that you're going to throw them in the regular season. But I do think they show when you don't throw a lot of interceptions, you generally don't throw a lot in the regular season. So in 2023, where Jalen turned the ball over too much, he had four interceptions in training camp. Not a bad number, for sure. Not a bad number at all. But in 2024, he had one interception. So four times as many interceptions in the camp before. He doesn't have an interception in camp yet. Now, here's what I would say about the idea of taking chances in practice. I understand philosophically why that's an okay thing to do. You want to try things. Like, I get that. But I also think there is something to not putting the muscle memory in your brain of throwing across your body or throwing across the field or throwing into tight windows. I personally would prefer my players to practice in practice the way they will in a game. And maybe that's a wrong way to view it because you will hear across the league players like to take chances in practice. I just know when I watch Jalen in practice and he is being smart with the football, that has pretty consistently historically translated into taking care of the football in the regular season. So I get what Kevin Petullo is saying, but for me and what I think wins the Eagles games, I am fine with Jalen playing in practice like he is going to play in a game. So another interesting thing Kevin Petullo had to say about the offense was he was asked a question about whether or not, you know, last year the Eagles were a run first offense. Shout out Ike and Spike. And is that going to change this year? I don't think he gave a complete, you know, no, it's not going to change. But I did think how he answered it was interesting. So here's Kevin Petullo talking about whether it's going to be a run first offense or not. And I included a question in there so you guys can hear the context.
I'm sure you're still figuring out the identity of this offense. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally, is it still a run-oriented foundation?
Yeah, I think we're still the Eagles' offense. I don't think that'll change. I think it starts with the run game up front, and then we just build from there. And then, obviously, we'd like to try new things here and there, and we'll see kind of how that goes throughout training camp and where it leads us to.
So what's interesting to me is, first, he just basically says, yeah, we're going to be the Eagles' offense, right? Kind of agreeing they're going to be the same offense. And then he says it starts with the run is the foundation of the offense, right? And then they build off of that. So maybe they're just going to run it a ton again this year. I do think there is going to be one change in the passing game, which we'll talk about in a second. But in terms of just what type of offense they'll be, I was talking on the sideline. I think it was with BLG. If not, I apologize to whoever it was I was talking to. But they're probably not listening. But regardless, someone was saying, I think we're underrating Saquon this year. And I think that's probably true. Like, I understand he's coming off here with a lot of touches. And I understand historically that running backs don't do well coming off a season like that. But I think they're going to give him the ball quite a bit. And early on in training camp, there's been no indication they are taking a step back from him. He has 12 carries, I think, with the first team offense, and no other running back has more than 3. So he has touched the ball a ton with the first team offense. He touched the ball a ton on the first day at camp. He touches the ball a ton in the red zone drill. I think they might just give it to him again, and maybe this check that they cut him this offseason is because they know they're going to run him into the ground, and they're giving him the check now that he probably would have asked for after this season. So hearing that they're a run first offense, and it makes sense. They have an outstanding offensive line that's great in run blocking. They have a quarterback that's a great running quarterback. They have the best running back in the NFL. I do think just simplistically it makes sense to run the ball more, but it is a passing league. Jeffrey likes to pass the ball. And so it is interesting to me, though, that he kind of acknowledged, like, yeah, we're going to be the same to a certain extent. Not completely what he said, but to a certain extent saying, yeah, we're going to be a run-first offense. Now, part of being a run-first offense is Jalen running the ball. And one thing you hear with quarterbacks is they want to run it less and less throughout their career. They get older, you don't want to get hurt as much, you're not as athletic as you used to be. So Kevin Petullo was asked about Jalen running the ball, if he wants to see him run it less, and here's what he had to say.
What are your thoughts on Jalen running the ball, and if he can maintain his pace as he enters the season?
I think it's all situational, right? So, you know, when he wants the ball in his hands, he's going to do it, and he's going to let us know, and then really, it just comes down to if he needs to make a play and he knows he wants to, he's going to do it, right? So whether it's just dropping back and scrambling and making a play with his legs, or, you know, if he feels like now's the time that I want to start running the ball, you know, we'll give him that opportunity.
If you look at Jalen's numbers running the football, he's been pretty consistent in how much he runs it. So 2021, he ran it 139 times. He missed some time that year, but 139 times. 2022, 165 times. 2023, 157 times. 2024, 150 times. So you could look at that and say he's trending down, right? 165, 157, 150. But it's a pretty small number. He seems like he's going to run it around 150, 160 times each year. And what's also interesting is, in the playoffs in 2022 and 2024, the 2 years they made deep runs, he ran it basically the same amount of times, 35 times and 34 times. Now, I know you're listening to this and saying, well, a lot of those are the tush push, and that's true. So in 2024, of his 150 runs, 48 were tush pushes. So, you know, a third were tush pushes, roughly. In 2022, 165 times, 39 tush pushes, so a little less than a third, but still a decent percentage. So in 2024, he basically ran it 100 times and he played 15 games, essentially. And then 2022, roughly the same. So he's not running it more or less, I would say, over the past few years. Again, you can look at it and say a little bit, but he's running it roughly the same. I would say that what we talked about with Jalen learning more as a quarterback, the more he plays, he will run it less in theory. But Jalen running it gets underrated, I think, because we're so focused on the passing aspect of the game. He's a huge threat running the ball. Again, in that Rams game that everyone likes to say he didn't play well in, he ran a 50-yard touchdown in at the beginning of the game. So, like, those things are still a big part of it. He really helped Saquon as a runner. He's not old yet by any means. So I do lean a little bit with, yeah, if he wants to run the ball, run it. And what you can hear Kevin Petullo say in there is kind of, we don't really control it, because he's going to run it when he sees the defense is presenting it, an opportunity for him to run it pre-snap. He's going to hold onto the ball. And then post-snap, there's just going to be plays that pressure's allowed, the receiver slips, no one's open, and he's going to have to run the ball. So I think we view Jalen running the ball as something the team can control. And to a certain extent, they just can't. Like, they're going to call tush pushes. That they can control, but that's a quarterback sneak, not a super dangerous play. They don't call a lot of design Jalen runs. My guess is they call maybe two a game. And the rest of those runs are him either, you know, seeing the defense is going to let it, or it's him making a play when nothing else is there. So I don't really think there's much more they can do about Jalen running the ball. But I do think that obviously you can look at these numbers and he's going to run it. Like, he is going to run the football. So I said a little earlier in the pod that one area I do expect the passing offense to change this year, and I've said it throughout the offseason, is they're going to throw the ball deep more. And while the foundation of the offense is going to be the running game, I think that when they throw it this year, you're going to see more down the field throws. And we've seen that a little bit in practice already. He probably has four or five throws beyond 20 yards, I would say, in the first few days. Not a huge number, but he is throwing the ball deep. So Kevin Petullo was asked about this and about a desire to have more in the vertical passing game. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think really it comes down to what the defense gives us, obviously, and we have really good players on the perimeter, right? So anytime you have good players on the perimeter, you want to give them as many opportunities as you can to make big plays, and Jalen's really good at it. So I think as much as we can do that, it'll definitely benefit us.
So I think, yeah, makes a ton of sense. You look at the matchups on the outside, A.J. Brown, arguably the best one-on-one receiver in the NFL, at least in single coverage, the numbers back that up. Devontae, a great contested catch guy down the field. And even Jahan Dotson has made big plays down the field last year. You think about his catch in the Super Bowl, his catch against the Jags, where he kind of like caught it on the guy's helmet down the field. His catch against the Packers, not a down the field throw, but it was a nice play by him. Regardless, they have their receivers to make plays down the field. And they also have a quarterback that does a good job throwing the ball down the field. So last year, the Eagles were 18th in the NFL, Jalen was 18th in the NFL with passes beyond 20 yards. He had 50 attempts of passes beyond 20 yards. So in the bottom half of the league, and certainly much lower than some of the elite quarterbacks that, you know, we all feel he is ranked with when it comes to quarterback skill. So that's way too low. But the flip side of that is he was fourth in completion percentage. Now, obviously, you throw it less, you're going to have a higher completion percentage in theory. I get that. And the more you throw it, it'll be harder to complete that amount. But Jalen does throw a good deep ball. Now, he doesn't have the strongest arm, and that was on display Saturday when he had a chance to really wind up and let it go. And it was, you know, he tried, I would say, throw it 50-ish yards, and it was about 5 yards behind A.J. Brown. So I don't think he has the most elite arm strength. But what he does have is he throws a catchable ball. He throws it like a very, like, soft floater catchable deep ball. And so last year, he was fourth in completion percentage, 23 of 50, 9 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions on passes beyond 20 yards. So you just look at that and go, he was top 5 in completion percentage and in the bottom half of the league in attempting those passes. So I think Kevin Petullo is going to try to get more deep passes this year. I know Jalen likes to throw the ball down the field despite not doing it a ton last year. And I think you will see more of that this year. So overall from Kevin Petullo, I think he painted a picture of the Eagles offense of, they're going to run it a lot and they're going to throw the ball down the field. And you're probably not going to see a lot of intermediate passes from this offense. On the other side, we're going to get into the defensive side of the ball, because Jahad Campbell spoke for the first time in training camp. And then Jeremiah Charter Jr. spoke as well. And you do wonder if maybe Jeremiah Charter Jr.'s time as the starting linebacker is running out. So that'll be on the other side. But first,
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Word from our sponsors. So Jihad Campbell spoke to the media on Saturday, the first time talking to us since I believe he was drafted, because he didn't talk to us at all in the offseason because he wasn't practicing. And then now that he's back practicing, he took to the podium after practice on Saturday. And as you would imagine, the first few questions were definitely about his health, his rehab, how things are going. So here's what Jihad had to say about how he's feeling. And, you know, just the excitement of being back out there.
Jihad, after, the rehab from surgery, what's it feel like to get out there? You're doing team drills. Just how's it been so far?
I mean, you know, as good as it could be right now. Just very excited to be out there with the, you know, with the group that we have this year. And I'm just really excited to, you know, just get to work each and every day.
Is this sooner than you expected?
Say it again.
Is this sooner than you expected to be out here?
I mean, I just trusted the process in my rehab. You know, I'm still rehabbing.
When did they let you know that you would be able to go at least a little bit first day at camp?
Really just talks within, you know, my rehab people, all the trainers in there and, you know, coaches and Howie and Nick, you know, just understanding my process and, you know, what steps I need to, you know, take moving forward.
How did you attack the mental part of it when you weren't able to get on?
Yeah, we talked about this on the Go Birds pod that we expected to see him on day one. But still, when you consider, again, the talk around the pre-draft process about the injury, the talk after they drafted him, he only fell because of the injury, not seeing him in OTAs. The fact that he is taking first team reps 3 days into camp is really good. And he did take first team reps on Saturday. Not a ton, but he got out there and was taking first team reps. And it's very clear that he is going to play a part of this defense in week one against Dallas. We'll talk in a second about, you know, what part that will be, but he seems healthy. He seems ready to go. By all expectations, he did say that when they put the pads on Monday, which is what they're expecting to do, at least we're all expecting them to do, he'll have the pads on too. So it does seem like he is full go, despite being listed as limited. It seems like he's full go, ready to go. And we'll see, you know, if he's able to win that starting linebacker spot. Now, part of winning that starting linebacker spot is going to be learning the defense and having Fangio trust him. Fangio has talked about the things he likes to see from a young linebacker to get him out there are instincts and an understanding of what he's looking at. And those are things Jihad can only get by playing more and proving it to Fangio. But one thing that I think is not been said enough about Jihad is everything I hear about him is he is someone that watches a ton of film. Even a few times people have talked to this offseason said they've checked in with Jihad. And when they do, it's like, oh, what are you doing? And he's watching film. So he does seem like he really studies a position. And he talked about that, about his process and the mental part of playing linebacker. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think, you know, just being a linebacker in general, you always got to, be a lifelong learner, at any given aspect, honestly. With me and my process, you know, everything was really mental. It's still mental. Just keeping my mental and my eyes in the playbook helps me very well, you know, when I come out on the field and perform.
That's really what it's going to come down to, because athletically, he can do it. I mean, Eagles have had linebackers in recent years where you would say the athleticism is a potential concern. N'Kobe Dean, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., where they can have the right instincts and their instincts help them be better linebackers. But N'Kobe and Trotter came into the NFL where their football IQ made them a better player than they were athletically. Right now, I would say Jihad is probably a better player athletically than he is football IQ-wise, just because he hasn't played the position as long. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. studied linebacker his entire life. N'Kobe Dean played linebacker at Georgia for multiple years at a very high level. Campbell only played linebacker for 2 years at Alabama. He was an edge rusher that became a linebacker. So the mental part of it, I do think while he studies a lot, and that's really good to hear, the mental part of it is probably the hurdle to him becoming the starting linebacker, as opposed to seeing or not he can do it against NFL athletes. He can do it against NFL athletes. I see him out there. He's incredibly fast, long arms, long legs. He can get the job done. It's just a matter of him not being a liability where he's getting tricked by opposing offenses out on the field. He's in the wrong place, those type of things. So that'll be the key over the next month, his ability to pick up the defense and show Vic Fangio that he can trust him out there. Now, another part of his game, which we have talked about a lot and I've debated with Ike Reese, is edge rusher. So I believe the Eagles drafted Jihad Campbell. He will play linebacker, but because of what he can also do as an edge rusher. He'll play linebacker, but because of what he can do as an edge rusher. And so far, in an Eagles uniform, he's only been working with the linebackers. He did it in the offseason, and through 3 days of camp, he's been with the linebackers. But one thing that is starting to happen is he's starting to talk to defensive line coach Jim Washburn after practice and starting to get a little bit more on his plate as an edge rusher. So here's what Campbell had to say about that.
I think after the first practice, so you talked with Wash after practice.
Yeah.
How much are they bringing you along in terms of like edge stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the biggest thing is just focusing on, you know, the now, focusing on, you know, being a great linebacker. And then, you know, of course, on the side after practice, you know, just get a couple reps in, you know, just with my pass rushing ability and, you know, making sure I'm taking the right steps in that.
Whether or not you think his long-term future is at linebacker at edge, there's no question that the Eagles would be foolish not to take advantage of what he can do as an edge rusher. Now, he is not a polished edge rusher. He's not someone that comes to the NFL as an edge rusher with a ton of moves. He's not a technician or whatever you want to say on the edge. He's not great with his hands. Like, all those things he has to work on. But athletically, he just has a super fast get off. He's long, he's strong, and that causes problems for offensive linemen, which he showed at Alabama. The Eagles would be foolish not to take advantage of that, because there can definitely be plays where you put him out there, he lines up initially at linebacker, but then he comes to the edge and becomes that 4-3 edge rusher where he's a stand-up edge rusher that can go and get after the quarterback. Obviously, he'll blitz, but I think he can eventually win against NFL offensive tackles. So they will try to do that with him. And that's part of being just like using him as a chess piece, moving him all around, and being creative with them. But the fact that they're already starting to do it is very, very encouraging about how they feel he's A, that he's ready for it. And it probably is a good indication of how they feel he's picking up the linebacker spot. By the way, he did say he's learning both linebacker spots. And the fact that they're already putting edge stuff on his plate is good. So I fully expect to see Jihad Campbell rush the quarterback this year from the edge position. Right now, I'd probably put total snaps at edge at over under, you know, 45 and a half or whatever. But I think he's going to do it. He'll play more linebacker, but again, he will rush, and they're already starting to put that on his plate, which is good to see. So if he's going to start, he's going to start over Jeremiah Trotter Jr. because Zach Bond clearly going to start. Now, this offseason, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. said,
get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
That he was calling the plays, and I thought that was encouraging for his chances of starting. If he did it all offseason, it'd be tough to change that at the last minute. So I did ask him about that on Saturday, and his answer was a little less definitive than maybe he had said earlier. So here's what he said about calling plays.
Have you been the one calling the defense so far? And if so, how do you feel like that's going?
Yeah. Me and Zach, we rotate. He'll call defense, I'll call defense. But I think it's going smoothly. You know, I just try to go out there and, you know, make sure I'm doing my job, playing hard, and just, you know, doing what I can to do my part in the defense.
So the fact that he's splitting it, and when I say calling plays, to be clear, I mean he's relaying the play from Fangio to the defense. He's obviously not calling the defensive play. He's echoing it. But splitting kind of takes away the whole, well, he's calling plays, maybe that'll help him hold on to a starting job. Because if they think Bond can do it, and Bond has, he did it in the Super Bowl run, then it's much easier just to put Campbell out there. So it's going to be hard for Trotter Jr. to hold on to this job. He knows Jihad Campbell is pushing him, and here's what he had to say about that.
Yeah, I think Jihad, along with a lot of other guys, you know, we have a very deep linebacker room, a lot of talented players, a lot of guys that, you know, come in and work and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, Jihad's been doing well. He's been learning defense, learning the scheme. You know, whenever he has questions, if he asks, you know, ask me, ask Zach, ask, you know, anybody, we make sure we let him know. And, you know, try to bring him along.
I think I talked about this with some other beat writers, and they were sure Jihad Campbell's going to start. And I'm starting to come around to that as well. He's healthy. He's going to have the pads on. He's getting first team rep three days into practice. You feel bad for Trotter because he's all offseason been the starter. By all accounts, he's been really good behind the scenes. But when you draft someone in the first round, you want to see him out there. And maybe they'll do, I think Trotter will get defensive snaps in week one. But that number for Jihad for me keeps going up. 10.5, I had it at initially. put it up to 15 and a half. The arrow's pointing up on Jahad Campbell, and unfortunately for Trotter, that means the arrow is starting to point down for him. So, like I said, the Eagles back on the practice field today. So go out, enjoy your day. We'll have lots of Eagles news for you. It's Monday, attack the week. Follow along with live practice at 10 a.m., and we got an exciting week ahead of Eagles practice. So that'll do it for the Daily Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.